This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, September 20th. Well, wheat is up, corn is down, but tariff worries are still the talk in trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
Can't really talk about the grains without talking about tariffs. And although there hasn't been anything new as of late, it still weighs heavily on the market as it does other markets. You know, it's funny that the tariffs don't just affect grains. It affects everything from money to bonds to the like. So we've got an issue where we've got this big elephant in the room and we have to deal with it. We just don't know how. I'll say this. It's not going to last forever. Jack Ma from Yahoo came out yesterday and says he thinks it could be up to 20 years. Well, you know what? Donald Trump, he doesn't have the patience for that, and he won't be in office either. But I think it's something that we're going to get some clarity on sooner than people think, because I don't think that our economy and or the Chinese economy can take a lot of it. So keep that in mind.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 12 at 523. December corn was up 2.5 at 345 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 601. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 10 and a quarter, ranging from 616 and a quarter to 636 and a quarter. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 7 and 3 quarters, ranging from 673 and 3 quarters to 685 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for October were down 12.5 cents at 113.40. September feeder cattle were down 30 cents at 155.62.5. And September Class 3 milk was up a penny at 16.14.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.